Hi, it's Dr. Craig here, episode 216 of the podcast, and I hope you're doing well. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you. We haven't had many questions for a while, but if you've got any questions, I'd love to answer them for you on the podcast. And yeah, and it helps me actually, because if I don't know the answer, I can go and research and learn something myself. But you know, questions are so important because they mightn't be just something you need the answer for, but many people listening to this could also need the answer for it. So if you've got anything that you think I can help with, please just send the question to me. And I'll get it answered. Best way is probably at Dr. Craig Duncan on any of the social media channels. But one of the things, well, the thing I wanted to talk about today, and I talked about it earlier this week, was, you know, this obsessive connectivity and how it's really changed our lives. And it can be positive because we can communicate, but not if it's taking us away from the present. And when we remove ourselves from the present, I think we've started to have a real problem. And I've just read recently a wonderful book, Stolen Focus. I highly recommend it, Johann Hari. And it really explains the problem that we're living with our focus being stolen by our devices and where we're at and what it's actually just done to the way we think. Like, you know, am I recording this podcast to put good things out in the world, or am I just wondering about the feedback? I hope, and I really strive to, anything I do is record it or present it because I'm really sort of talking to myself, and then maybe others will benefit from it. If anyone listens, then that's a bonus. But how much of what you do is extrinsically motivated? You know, which simply means we're looking for an outside reward. Like, you know, I go for a run each day, not to tell you that, but because it makes me feel good, which means it's intrinsically motivated. If I went for a run to tell you and to take pictures of myself running so I could get more attention, then that's extrinsically motivated. So what we do know, being internally motivated is always going to be much more powerful and much better for us in the long term. However, we've sort of switched into this society that's motivated by reward from others, likes, comments, and it's never going to bring us happiness. So one of the things, being present, what I'm going to really try and focus on in this month of October is giving myself space. And meditation, I wrote about meditation in my book Self-Science. It's one of those things I've always struggled to do, even though the amount of literature research shows just how powerful it is, particularly about bringing you into the present. And I'd love you to join me on this quest in October, and I'll report each podcast how I'm going about trying to take that time to meditate. Now, meditation, I think, is just about giving ourselves space. How you do it doesn't really matter. There's many ways to meditate. So today I didn't start on the 1st of October or the 2nd, but I'm starting on the 3rd, where I'm just sitting in nature and had a 7-minute guided meditation with some breathing. I didn't have to sit cross-legged or anything. I just sat. I could have my eyes open or closed. but I just sort of followed the breathing. So that can work for me. There's other forms of meditation that you might be already doing that are longer and more hardcore as such, and probably could get better outcomes. But like anything that we do, we need to start easy to build this relationship. So I'm going to give it a really good go because I know I need to come back into the present. I feel that often I'm not there. We actually spend well over 50% of our time either in the future or the past. Do you find yourself like that? Like, how often are you with people that you're not with them? Or are you really listening to them? Or just being there? And there's no doubt, I think this absence of being there for others has negatively impacted our mental health status. And it's something we really, well, I know I really need to work on. I need to get back to being in present, looking at my screen time, trying to reduce that, this crazy, disordered scrolling that's not educational, not bringing me much enjoyment. And taking me out of the present. So just think meditation gives us space. I encourage you to include it in your daily routine. It can even be for a couple of minutes to take that time out just to bring yourself back to the present. Find a way or a method that's best for you. I do advocate starting with a guided type meditation for a few minutes. The one I just did today was because I wear the Oura Ring, Oura. They are not a sponsor, but it's wonderful to track my sleep. They on their app have some guided meditations, so I use that. And I think that's the way I'm going to try. Fantastic if you can find yourself in nature. That can really benefit you. I actually post today on my Instagram. Not that you've got to go to it, but I'll show a picture where I am, and it's just beautiful. And just giving yourself space, getting back, and let's reclaim the present. Because you know what? Past is gone. It's there for us to learn from. The future will come soon enough, but sadly, whilst we're thinking about the future, we're missing out on what's most important, and that's the here and now. Anyway, have a wonderful day wherever you are, and by being present, I have no doubt we'll make the world a better place.